This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Today, the Darden Restaurant Group revealed profits that beat analysts' expectations. Darden owns names like Olive Garden, Longhorn Steakhouse. Last couple of years have been pretty tumultuous for the parent company. Marketplace's Andy Euler explains why.
The hedge fund Starboard Value convinced shareholders to replace the entire Darden board. Darden also sold one of its biggest names, Red Lobster. Kevin Burke is managing partner at Trinity Capital. He says Darden was a darling of investors and might have just gotten complacent.
It's just like a college football program. You win, you go to bowl games. You go to bowl games, you recruit. If you recruit, you win. Guys on top kind of stay on top. And I think Darden had been on top for a long time.
Besides getting rid of its board, Darden also spun off its real estate into something called a REIT, a real estate investment trust. That REIT then leases the property back to Darden. Michael Hurwitz is a partner at Marks Paneth LLP.
From a tax standpoint, you get the benefit of kind of like another line item of deduction, rent expense. And that rent expense becomes rental income over at the REIT.
Hurwitz says Darden can raise capital from that real estate move, which takes effect in January. But there might be a catch. Last week, the IRS said it has concerns with these types of spinoffs. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.